morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Bridge and Spider Monkey. Great to talk with me again. Hey, did you guys have breakfast yet? Because the U.S. Congress is serving up piping hot subpoenas at the White House today.
Oh, no, we're good, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I've lost my appetite, too. Hey, before we start, Melania and I want to send Senator Pauline Hanson our very best and wish her well for a speedy recovery. Is she out of the hospital yet?
No. I don't think so. She went in for appendicitis. She had the tick bite on her face. She's in a world of hurt on every level, Mr.
Wow.
Trump.
I heard they did all kinds of tests and realized her appendix had to come out. Now she doesn't have an appendix or a heart.
Oh, boom. People would agree with that.
Mexican border, it's been a big topic of yours. And I'm assuming you were serious when you said that you would actually shut the border completely down if you had to.
Yes, bigly serious. The problem of illegal immigrants flooding into our country from Mexico is totally out of control, guys. Totally out of control. Right. Even here in Washington, D.C. In fact, we've had so many illegals outside the White House with dozens of leaf blowers this week, you know, doing the landscaping, that a tornado actually touched down on the South Lawn. No, for real. I needed 3 cans of hairspray just to get through it. Wow. You know what? All this talk about Mexico has got me craving a Trump Tower taco bowl. Mike Pence, get on that, will you? Make sure they load it up with lots of Mexican hummus.
You mean guacamole, sir?
That's what I said, Mike.
Your wish is my command, Your Eminence.
Now, we've seen just spring break go by. First Lady Melania just come to Washington after nearly 2 weeks at Mar-a-Lago. Now, how'd you go with a good time with her away, sir?
Oh, yeah.
No, well, Melania had such a great time on spring break. She told me her time in Florida went very quickly, like a marriage to Nicolas Cage quickly. That I can tell you. But she really deserved it. No, she really needed to take some time off from the tremendously stressful bee-besting that she's done. She has an amazing work ethic. I mean, it has to be so tough day in and day out to figure out exactly the right outfit to wear for sitting by the pool. You know, frankly, I just don't know how she does it. I really don't.
Now, we wanted to get your take on your country's former Vice President Joe Biden. I think I know where you're going to go here.
Crazy
haven't
Joe.
You been going off? Several women have come forward citing inappropriate touching, which may affect whether he runs for president or not. And now one woman said Biden kissed her on the head, sniffed her hair, and made her feel uneasy, gross, and confused. What's your opinion?
What, uneasy, gross, and confused, huh? What a coincidence. My daughter Ivanka says the same thing after we kiss.
Yuck!
You know, by the way, guys, have you seen Creepy Joe and all these video clips that are circulating online?
Yes.
I mean, that guy inhales more hair than a vacuum cleaner at a barbershop. So look, he didn't do anything. He just kissed her on the back of the head. The back of her head. He needs a little help getting to first base. Look, I need to give him some pointers or else he'll be stuck in the hair-smelling zone forever. He won't even get to take her furniture shopping. So sad.
Mr. President, before we do let you go, we want to know, we know that you enjoy your golf, you play a lot of golf, but there's a new book out that says you cheat at golf.
Oh!
Come on, you don't cheat. How do you respond to that?
Wait a minute, that's not true. That's fake news. Not true. For starters, I only cheat at one thing, guys, and that's marriage. Okay? And I have the ex-wives to prove it. And another thing, I play golf by Australian rules. Mm. You know that? Which means I can take as many mulligans as I want, as long as it's an odd or even numbered day of the week, and there's rain in the forecast within at least 96 hours of my tee off.
Okay, fair call.
It's true.
Yeah, righto. Okay, President Trump, as always, thank you so much for calling.
It was all your pleasure, Bridge and Spider Monkey. And for the record, Bridge, I would never smell the back of your head, ever. But I might play some footsie under the table. Believe me. Yeah.